It's time to meet Ocean 100's interesting islanders. Brought to you by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum, Prince Edward Island's only locally owned and operated heating oil and propane delivery companies.
All right. Good morning and welcome aboard. It is 7:39. Fridays are super fun because we have our interesting islander as a guest for Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum. And today, a little story time real quickly. Scott Chapman and I packed up one day in January and we headed down to the Guild for the Music PEI Awards nomination ceremony. Yes. And they had a performer there. And we were just both blown away by the immense talent in such a weird setting. A press conference is a weird spot to play a song, but just knocked it out of the park. We are very pleased to be joined today by Prince Edward Island recording artist Noah Malcolm. How you doing, Noah?
Good morning. I feel alive. I'm not usually up this early, to
okay.
be honest.
Yeah, and it's awesome when it's minus 24 with the wind chill,
yes,
too, right? Like, it'll wake you up pretty darn quick.
Sure does.
Pretty darn quick. So, I mean, take me back to the press conference. What's it like playing in such a weird setting? You got the media there, you got dignitaries from the province and all over the place, and it's just a weird collection of people, but you went up there and you did your thing.
You know, when you do this, as long as you do, I've been in weirder situations.
Okay.
I don't know if I can think of one, but yeah, it is a little sterile playing in a, you know, in the
good
basement of a Guild.
Yeah.
But it's fine. It was a fun, like, energetic, exciting moment. Lots of my artist pals were there and just plug it in and do what you got to do.
And I like that setting too, because you get musicians rooting one another on and everybody gets so excited when they hear that they're nominated. Mm-hmm. And, you know, everybody else in the room was so like stoked for those people too. So it's really, it's all about the camaraderie as well, I would say. Yeah. Yeah.
So let's go back a little ways.
Sure.
You grew up in PEI?
I did.
Whereabouts?
St. Peter's Bay. Yes.
Okay.
And right on the water.
Were you always interested in music?
Yeah, we grew up, my dad was a musician, my brother's a musician, so there's a little bit of it in the family, but I would say the main thing is we grew up with a big old acoustic piano.
Yes. Mm.
So there was always just that there, and yes, I just took to it for some reason. Every day after school, I would throw my school bag and then just go play at the piano and just starting developing a musical interest from a very young age, yeah.
And did you take piano lessons?
I did take piano lessons for like a couple months, yep, and then I was, 6 years old? So it's just like, how do you focus?
Mm. That's a tough one.
So I did it for a while, and then I did again for maybe a year in like seventh grade or something, like group piano lessons,
yes,
and then I didn't again. And then I took piano lessons for an intense 11 months in grade 12.
Okay.
To get ready for an audition to study music at UPEI. So a couple pockets of music lessons, but largely self-taught.
Yeah. Okay, that's incredible.
Yeah.
And it's hard when you're a kid. My daughter plays the piano, like she, you know, with her ear. But when you start lessons, then it's not necessarily the music you're interested in.
Yeah.
So it's hard to keep kids at it. So you went through UPEI and you have a music degree.
I do, yes.
And you play a couple different instruments.
I do, yeah. Piano is my most comfortable, most proficient, and I have the most like theoretical knowledge behind it. But when I started songwriting, I picked up the guitar.
Yes.
And I hesitate to call myself a guitarist because there's people that, you know, but you learn your own method of playing your instrument as a songwriter, and what I do works for me. And I played French horn in high school.
Nice. Yeah. That really translates well. Yeah.
Yeah. Good for developing a sense of pitch. It's a very tricky instrument.
Oh, it sure is. Yeah. I remember being in junior high band and listening as everyone warmed up and, you know, got in tune and stuff.
Yeah.
And those French horns, it was always just like, oh, it could be dicey at times.
Okay. Coming for the French horns. All right.
But a beautiful instrument.
Yeah, it is.
Now, growing up in St. Peter's Bay, you know, we start getting to the eastern end of the island and there's, you know, some pretty big names and a lot of great traditions. Music in that area. Would you say that was kind of like big when you were growing up? Is that one of your influences?
Probably inevitably, yeah. It's just around. It's a part of the culture. But as I say, I grew up in a very like musical household. My dad plays accordion, so it was always kind of around, and even in just like campfires and things like that.
Yes, for sure.
Very organic situations where you were introduced to music. But yeah, everything kind of, it informs you in some way or another, whether you're aware of it or not.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll have more with Noah Malcolm, multiple Music PEI and ECMA award nominee, which is huge. We'll chat about that coming up.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott. Do not try this at home.
G'day, Islander Guy here. So I heard from a reliable source at Hunter's Ale House.
Visit sleepcountry.ca to sign the Our Back petition and demand better sleep for all.
Mix of sun and cloud today with a chance of flurries. It is windy, a high of minus 6 with a wind chill of minus 14 by this afternoon. Tonight is clear. Winds will become lighter after midnight. Temperature steady near minus 7 with a minus 14 wind chill. And tomorrow, sunny. Increasing cloudiness in the afternoon. Wind gust to 50. Tomorrow's high is actually 6. Wind chill of minus 13 in the morning. Right now, it's minus 14 with a minus 25 wind chill in Summerside and in Charlottetown.
All right, late buses, a couple of them. Bus 531, Ted Dielman's out of Three Oaks Family of Schools, running 30 minutes late. And bus 92, Kenny McWilliams, that goes to Westwood Primary and Elliott River, is 30 minutes late as well. Darcy's trivia question today. 1 in 4 people say this is their favorite smell. What is it? 902-368-1720. We'll tidy that up shortly. It's the Guess Who. The Guess Who, running back to Saskatoon. It's Ocean 100. It is 7:52. There's a few late buses today. Bus 531, driven by Ted Dielman out of Three Oaks Family of Schools, is running 30 minutes late. And bus 92, driven by Kenny McWilliams, serving Westwood Primary and Elliott River Elementary, is 30 minutes late. Bus 585, driven by Genevieve, is also running 30 minutes late this morning. We'll pop all those up on our website at ocean100.com. Our interesting Islander today is multiple Music PEI and ECMA award nominee Noah Malcolm. Thanks for taking some time to join us. I know this is, well, in the world of musicians, this is early, is it? Is it not? Is.
Especially in the winter.
Mm.
I'm kind of your typical nocturnal. I just
been there.
Yeah.
Oh, been there for sure. Yeah.
And spring is coming though.
Especially when you're up late playing shows and doing things like that, totally. Right?
Yes. So you're outside. You were up early and you walked here.
I did walk here.
Oh,
so it was a brisk, like you're really
yeah,
awake.
I'm very awake, yeah.
Okay,
let's do it.
So we chatted about your love of music from the time you were a kid, and you were a graduate of the UPEI music program. In 2015, you moved to Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
What did you get up to there?
Yeah, Toronto was, I kind of just wanted to go to experience a proper city.
Yeah, sure.
Of that size. And I started working in theater here.
Yeah.
And I started music directing theater here, which was not something that was really on my radar. But I discovered it as an interest and like a good combination of my skill sets. So I went there because that's kind of the hub of, you know, professional theater.
Right.
So yeah, I used that as my home base and I started music directing and started freelancing as a composer and just kind of digging into putting the music degree to use.
Right.
Right.
In a big town.
And it gives you an opportunity to kind of, you know, make some money at the same time with a little bit more of a solid foundation, I would assume.
Yeah. Yeah. And spend a little more money because it's Toronto.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is Toronto. Yeah. But then you come back to PEI.
Yes.
And you have this big city experience
and
theater. And how, like, what did you, then you're back on the island. What happened from there?
Yeah. It was when I got back to PEI a couple months later, my first EP came out.
Right.
So it was during the tail end of my time in Toronto that I started songwriting because it wasn't something that I always did. And by the time I got to PEI, my first EP project was released. So I had my release show here and then, you know, you book another gig and then you apply for a grant and then things kind of just kept snowballing. And then, you know, it was COVID time. So I wasn't really missing much back in Toronto. So I said, let's stick it out here and just kind of keep the ball rolling. And then it's been like 3 years and I'm still here and cool stuff keeps happening.
I would say it's going pretty okay for you.
Yeah, not too bad. Moment. Not too bad.
Yeah, I would say. Well, you're also going to be very proud of yourself because you're here for the celebration calendar, which is like a big deal.
What is that?
Oh, wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, prepare to be dazzled, Noah Malcolm. This is our illustrious birthday list, all right? So a lot of people celebrating birthdays today, and we're going to give out a couple of bridge passes at the end of this, too, all right? So let's get right down to business here. We'll start off with a big one. Happy 90th birthday to Noreen Evans. There is going to be some partying on the mainland tonight. I'm telling you right now. That's from your four daughters, son-in-laws, five grandchildren, and three great-grandchildren. Noreen, have the best 90th birthday today. It is going to be fun, I am told. Tomorrow, Fred Howes is celebrating from family and friends. Gail Walker in Summerside, happy 85th birthday. Eric Munch, I'm told he's legendary around more well drilling. Have a fantastic day today, Eric. Kent McDonald in West Royalty. Love Daryl and Lorena. Noah Taylor is celebrating today, 20th birthday in Searletown from Kellyanne and Leaf. Thomas Morgan is 14 today. That's from Auntie Tanya. Katie McKinnon. Katie, have a great day today. Love Kirk and the other 100 residents of your home. Joan Cannell is 76 today. Lots of love from your friends. And Lori Shaw in Parkdale, early 50s, we're told.
Alan Meisner, happy birthday to you. Love Darlene, Melissa, and Andrew. Alan is in Stratford, turning 62. Edie LeClaire, happy birthday from her friends and family. Ida Noonan in Charlottetown, turning 59. Susan McPherson in Orwell, happy 35th. Alan Stewart in Frenchford, turning 60. Tomorrow, Casey Anand, happy birthday. Love mommy, daddy, and your big sisters and brother. Casey's turning just one tomorrow. Woo! Happy birthday. Teresa Kelly is Burnside Nursing Home in Clyde River. Happy 97th birthday on Saturday, Teresa.
97? Hello,
I know,
Teresa.
97 from all the your family and friends. Tomorrow, Evan Bruce, happy birthday from all your family and friends. And Anna Coffin, happy birthday with love from your dad. Anna is in Savage Harbor and turning 10. And finally, Alan Stewart. I think you know what? Alan Stewart, I wanted to say it twice.
He's so
That's how
important.
Much I want you to have a happy birthday. So there you
important.
Go.
We had him on there two times. Well, happy birthday to everybody celebrating. Some big milestone birthdays on there, too. I love
yes.
it. All right, let's give away a couple of bridge passes for the Confederation Bridge. Rob Judson and Ben Jones, we have your address. We'll pop them in the mail. Congratulations. Enjoy your bridge pass from the Confederation Bridge. We'll have more with Noah Malcolm coming up here in just a few. Plus, don't forget about Darcy's Trivia. One more chance to get in. I'll have your answer coming up after 8. 1 in 4 people say this is their favorite smell. What is it? 902-368-1720. Text me your answer.
Birthdays and anniversaries mean so much, and we love to celebrate with you. Listen at 7:50 weekday mornings on Ocean 100 for the Confederation Bridge Celebration Calendar. Go online to ocean100.com
anytime. With some showers. Download the Confederation Bridge app to stay up to date on travel conditions. It is minus 13 in Summerside, minus 14 in Charlottetown at Ocean 100.
Okay, thank you very much, Ann McCray. It's 8:07. Keep your eyes peeled for the flashing lights on school buses. They are still out there and dropping off the cargo one more day this week. There are a few late buses this morning. You can find them on our website at ocean100.com. Bus 531, driven by Ted Dielman at a Three Oaks family of schools, running 30 minutes late. Bus 92, Kenny McWilliams, that goes to Westwood Primary and Elliott River Elementary, is 30 minutes late. Bus 585, driven by Genevieve, is 30 minutes late. And bus 524, driven by Joanne Galland, going to Athena Consolidated, is running 30 minutes late today. All right, let's tidy up Darcy's Trivia for Robin's Donuts, and it's Friday, so that means we're giving out a $100 Robin's gift card.
Can't wait.
Today's question, 1 in 4 people say this is their favorite smell, and let me tell you guys, I had a little bit of everything today. Now, if
smorgasbord.
And a lot were good. Some people said coffee. Some people said a fresh mowed lawn.
Yes.
Fresh cut grass was a good guess.
Yes.
Another good guess was bread baking in the oven.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't a food though. 25% of us, our favorite smell is campfire.
Campfire. That's lovely.
I wasn't pulled for this.
No, you were not.
Nobody asked me.
What would you say? What's your favorite smell? Just going to put you on the spot, Noah Malcolm.
Well, since you just said it, coffee's in my mind.
Okay, perfect.
And in my veins. Right
okay,
now,
so. Okay. So coffee, we're going to go with there, but that's not the right answer. So
let's you know what though? But campfire smell, it's a beautiful smell, but you know what's not as beautiful a smell? Campfire on your clothes the next day.
Mm.
Anyway.
Mm.
back to the winners.
Yeah. Reminds you of the shame from the evening before. Congratulations to our winner of the $100 gift card, Greg Roach. Greg, hey, congratulations, old boy. You enjoy that $100 gift card, and we'll have more fun with Darcy's Trivia coming up next week for Robbins. We'll have more fun with Noah Malcolm coming up next. He's our Interesting Islander here on Ocean 100.
Welcome to the Ocean 100 Morning Show. Can we take your order?
Powered by Charlottetown and Kinlock Home Hardware, where customer service is number.
It's time to meet Ocean 100's Interesting Islanders. Brought to you by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum, Prince Edward Island's only locally owned and operated heating oil and propane delivery companies.
Good morning. It's 8:12 at Ocean 100. It's the morning show for Charlottetown and Kinlock Home Hardware, and it is minus 25 with that wind chill this morning. Make sure you are bundled up on the way out the door. We're hanging out today with multiple Music PEI and ECMA nominee Noah Malcolm. Thanks for taking some time to be here with us today, Noah.
My pleasure.
And we have just been, sometimes the conversations we have off air are just riveting, and I think the coolest thing about your trajectory is kind of where what you wanted to do when you were younger and where it took you. So yeah. why don't you tell us what kind of aspirations you had when you were young, Noah?
Yeah, I have many aspirations, I would say, but the one that stood out was I wanted to be a composer for film.
Cool.
You know, do film scores. I loved John Williams, Hans Zimmer, all those big guys.
Yeah.
And that's what I wanted to do. So I studied music in school, classical, and then I assumed I would go and study composition or film scoring or something. Never did that and kind of got pulled in a bunch of different directions, but I've kind of found my way back to that.
Well, you came full circle because I understand that you are good friends with our mutual friend, Jeremy Larder.
Yes.
And you worked on one of his film projects?
I did. We met because of that project, but cool. His amazing, hilarious movie, Who's Your Father, which has just been killing it.
So good.
I got to work on the score with another composer, Aaron Como. So we tackled that together and it was really cool.
Yeah. And that movie has been received so well across the country. They're still doing screenings and they have the cast and Jeremy and the whole crew are still traveling the country with the movie, which is very, very neat.
Yeah.
A couple questions for you.
Sure.
One, so you were in Toronto, you came back to PEI and the opportunities, like there's been much work for you to do here.
Yeah.
You've created a career and a life in the arts.
Yeah.
So your childhood vision for yourself, you're actualizing every day here.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say that. Yeah.
It's pretty amazing.
It is. I feel like a lot of artists kind of do that. If you're someone who believes in like manifestation or whatever, but in the arts, you get to, there's no rule book or playbook. You get to kind of create your own path,
yes,
which is kind of scary because it's, you know, unstable, but it also gives you, you know, you can go left or go right or go straight whenever you want and kind of just build your own life.
But it takes a lot of discipline and not everyone has it, right? Like to know, to actualize, like being talented is one thing, but to actually be kind of forward advancing these opportunities, that's another thing. So you're
totally
good at that too.
Yeah, you kind of got to stay on top of it. I guess it's kind of like that iceberg analogy, you know, you see the tip of it, but you don't see, you know, the hours of day of admin and emails and, you know, learning to design a website or learning how to, you know, edit a music video or teaching yourself all these skills behind the scenes.
And that brings me to my next question, because you have 5 Music PEI nominations and you have 2 ECMA nominations.
Yeah.
And I find it very interesting. They're music related, but one, tell us a little bit about your ECMA nomination. You've got a Rising Star nomination and what else?
Video director of the year.
Video director. So you expanded your skill set.
Yeah, that was really fun. So it's for my music video for my song, Feel the Same. And check that out on YouTube. Noah Malcolm on YouTube, Feel the Same. It's a really fun video, but it stars... It's a spoiler, but it stars me and a puppet.
Okay.
And finding that puppet was tough, but we found a puppet and... It was about our relationship. It's kind of just like us kind of dating or falling in love, if you will. But it was a small crew and I self-directed the whole thing, which, you know, I didn't set out to be a video director, but as we were saying, sometimes you got to be the person to do the thing. So I had so much fun doing that. And then to get you know, a nod from the East Coast Music Awards as video director. I'm like, I'll take it.
It was well done. And some island landmarks.
Yes.
Down at the Dairy Bar and whatnot.
Yeah. Yeah. We kind of just went all around town. It was kind of a little, you know, love letter to the city in a way.
Well, yes. I mean, if you're going to shoot a video in Charlottetown, you need the Kiwanis Dairy Bar.
Yeah.
You 100%. Do.
Yeah. Yeah, you do.
I can see how proud you are of that nomination because I feel maybe it was unexpected.
It was. Yeah. Yes, it was. I will say it was unexpected.
Awesome. And of course, Music PEI Week is next week and you have a ton of Music PEI award nominations. Tell me what it's like to be recognized. I guess, you know, ECMAs are one thing, but to be recognized by your peers right here at home. How's that feel?
Yeah, absolutely. When I set out, you know, to be a songwriter and start an artist career, there's kind of those benchmarks. You're like, oh, I would, you know, I want to be part of like the Music PEI Awards. Mm. You know, I would love to get that recognition. Mm-hmm. And then beyond that, I would love to, you know, the East Coast Music Awards. There's kind of that path. But yeah, to have five this year is kind of nuts. And yeah, I think it's just a testament to the grind.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause you gotta keep going. So I'm really flattered and honored to have that recognition here.
All right, we'll have more with Noah Malcolm coming up next. Jill, you're...
Yes, well, no, I just have to point out, yes, it's a grind, and obviously you've had this dedication, but obviously an incredible talent as well.
Well,
that goes hand in hand, yes. Right? Or you've got both things going on.
Thank
so
you,
we look forward to catching more with Noah in our next break.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott. Please listen responsibly.
Good things are happening on PEI, thanks to the many locally owned and operated...
Exor Games, 51 Allen Street, Charlottetown, your local gaming and hobby superstore.
A mix of sun and clouds, some flurries possible. It's windy, a high of minus 6 with a wind chill of minus 14 by this afternoon. Tonight is clear. Winds will become lighter after midnight. Temperature steady near minus 7 with a wind chill near minus 14. And tomorrow, sunny, increasing cloudiness in the afternoon. Wind gust to 50. Tomorrow's high is 6 with a wind chill of minus 13 in the morning. Right now, it's minus 14 with a minus 25 wind chill in Summerside and in Charlottetown.
And we have been hanging out with Noah Malcolm today, multiple Music PEI and ECMA award nominee. And we'll wrap things up coming up next.
I'm not a man or machine. I'm just something in between.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I'm all love, a dynamo.
Got me like a motor, make me run. Turn the dial all the way. Shoot me like a rocket into space. Loving every minute of it. Loving every minute of it. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
825 Ocean 100. That's Loverboy and loving every minute of it. And speaking of which, we've been having a great time loving every minute of it with Noah Malcolm this morning. Thanks for being here.
I love it. Happy to be here.
And of course, you have accolades coming your way. We're just going to sit back and wait and see how many of these awards you walk away with. Music PEI awards and ECMAs to boot. Where can people find your music? All right, if people want to dive into Noah Malcolm today, let me know where they can find your tunes.
Yes, you can go on the World Wide Web.
Okay, I think we all know how
internet.
To do that.
Okay. Type in my name, Noah Malcolm. There's a sneaky silent L after the O,
right?
Which gets missed a lot. just saying that.
Interesting.
So yeah, I'm on all streaming services, Spotify, Apple Music, all the big ones.
Awesome.
I have a Bandcamp page, YouTube.
Yeah. Usually you'll see a bump in your support after one of these segments. So
great.
You just, yeah.
Can't wait.
All right. We'll keep in touch on that one.
And you've got busy times ahead. So let's first start with, I know that you are going to be featured at the Music PEI Gala, right? That's March 10th.
Yeah.
So tell us where else you're playing.
Yeah. I'm really excited about that, to play on that stage.
Yes.
Music PEI Week is going to be so fun. And then... couple weeks, actually that next week as well, I think you had Craig Fair on here.
We did.
So they have a show, Still Standin'. It did so well the first time. It's Billy Joel, Elton John production.
Going to be amazing.
It's going to be amazing. I'm in that. So that starts next week. And then I'll be going over to Halifax for the Junos. And I'm playing at Juno Fest. So I have a show on March 23rd in Dartmouth. I've never been to the Junos before. I'm excited that they're going to be on the East Coast.
Yeah.
It'll be very exciting. And again, you'll have exposure to a broader audience.
Totally.
So that's an exciting opportunity.
Yeah.
And then you come back, and what do you do for the summer or in advance of? Because that's another thing we didn't get to chat about, which is very exciting.
Yeah. This summer, I am going to be at the MAC, music directing the Dolly Parton show with the Charlottetown Festival.
Wow.
So my pal Jess Gallant plays Dolly, and she's created this little show, and we've done it a couple times. And now it's moving to the big stage at the MAC. So that's where I'll be all summer, Tuesdays to Saturdays, every night, doing some Dolly Parton tunes. I'll be behind the keys.
It's so exciting. And when I was a little girl, seeing people perform on, you know, Confederation Center, like stages across the island, it was something that maybe I didn't think I could do.
Yeah.
And when you were young, and now you're here actualizing that, like, it must feel so incredible to be on these stages in your home province night after night. Yes.
Yeah. It is really cool. I think while you're doing it and you're just like, this is my job, this is how I make my money. But when you take a second to take stock, like, okay, what would little Noah think? He would think this is pretty cool, you know? Cause you look at these performers when you're younger and you're like, I want to do that. And then,
yes, and you've created a career in the arts here at home.
I love it.
And continue to put out amazing music and videos and all of this good stuff. It's been really fun having Noah here, hasn't
absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. Yeah. Noah, do you think we should give away a pair of tickets to the gala so people can like hear you do this live?
I think that's a great idea.
That's probably a great idea. Okay, Music PEI Gala next week. And
it's March 10th, and it's going to take place at the Confederation Center. We're also going to have performances from Jen Grant, Tara McLean, all kinds of great, great acts.
All right. If you want those tickets, caller number 7 right now, 902-368-1720. Noah, I wish you nothing but the most success you could possibly have in this life. It sounds like you're on the right path. And we'd love to have you back in here anytime.
Call me.
All right, buddy. Thank you so much.